aren't you finished yet? She asks me, out of breath. No. Well, you better go wash your hands and get into the truck anyway. Glad to escape from Coy, who sits glaring at me, I hurriedly jump off my chair and head for the bathroom. Ma, where are we going in such a hurry? I yell out to her from the bathroom as Keem leaves with his bag. You'd better hurry and change your shirt. The one you are wearing is dirty. Then go downstairs and get into the truck, Ma tells me as she turns away without answering. I believe it is because of my age that no one ever pays any attention to me. It is always so frustrating to have your questions unanswered time and time again. Fearing more threats from Coy, I walk to my bedroom. The bedroom looks as if a monsoon has passed through it. Clothes, barrettes, shoes, socks, belts, and scarves are strewn everywhere, on the bed that Chu and I share as well as on Cave's bed. Quickly, I change out of my brown jumper and into a yellow short-sleeve shirt and blue shorts I pick up off the floor. Once finished, I walk downstairs to where our car is. Our Mazda is black, sleek, and much more comfortable than riding in the back of our truck. Riding in the Mazda sets us apart from the rest of the population. Along with our other material possessions, our Mazda tells everybody we are from the middle class. Despite what Ma tells me, I decided to head toward our car. I begin to climb into the Mazda when I hear Keem call out to me. Don't get in there. Pa said we're leaving the Mazda behind. Why? I like it more than the truck. Again, Keem is gone before answering my question. Pa bought the truck to use for deliveries for the import-export business he had briefly gone into with friends. The business never got going, so the truck has been sitting in our back alley for many months. The old pickup truck creaks and squeaks as Coy throws a cloth bag onto its floor. In front, Pa ties a large white cloth to the antenna while Meng ties another piece to the side mirrors. Without any words, Coy picks me up and loads me onto the back of the truck filled with bags of clothes and pots and pans and food. The rest of my siblings climb on board, and we drive off. The streets of Phnom Penh are noisier than ever. Meng, Cave, Keem, Chu, and I sit in the back of the truck while Pa drives with Ma and Gek in the cab. Coy follows us slowly on his motorcycle. From up on our truck, we hear the booming roars of cars, trucks, and motorcycles, the jarring rings of the Siklo's bells, the clanking of pots and pans banging against each other, and the cries of people all around us.